Let me ask you about something that's kind of cropped up here in North America, and I don't know if how prevalent it is as a concept in Europe, but there's a bunch of talk in North America about having a musicians union that comes about to try and get people fair wages and to try and, you know, barter basically with Spotify to get more than what, 0.0000001 cent for every spin. Is that something that could work? Is there something like that in Portugal or the Netherlands or in Europe in general that we might not be aware of here that we could look to as a model?
Not that I'm aware. It's also a subject that I'm not like super into. Like, yeah, I think there should be something. I agree. Spotify doesn't pay you enough. I agree. The moment you release something, it's out there and you're the last one to get paid. You need to go on tour to get paid. Everybody will take their cuts. And in the end, fuck you, artist.
And even going on tour, like, I mean, yeah, I'm sure, I mean, TD is probably taking, what, a cut of the merch like they do, because Live Nation is the worst. And
there's cuts everywhere. I mean, and just getting more expensive. I mean, gas is not getting cheaper for bands on tour. You can't just go to a gas station. Yeah, but
I got the band discount.
Yeah. Oh, all right, cool. Yeah. Here's my band card. It doesn't work like that. It gets super way more expensive. Touring is becoming like a luxury thing for bands. Fortunately, we can do it, but it's also something that we have to, you know, count pennies every now and then. Yeah. It is what it is. Being on the road is cutting costs all the time. It's never like, yeah, let's buy this thing right now because we're doing so much money. No, not it's not, at least it's not the reality that we know. But most of all, I think there should be way more discussion about how does this industry work. Because there's a lot of people out there that love to complain, but they don't know what they're talking about. Mm. It's very important to understand, how does this whole thing work? Where are these cuts coming from? Why are these things working this way? And then we can understand that, or at least we can have the arguments to say, okay, this is not fair. How could we change this? And I agree, a lot of things are not fair. A lot of things could be changed. But before we unionize and go to the streets holding flags, I always think for everything that you like complain about, people should like read a book first or try to understand how do these things work actually. Because with Spotify, it's very easy to see all the very small artists complaining that they don't make a lot of money, but also they don't make a lot of streams. So I get it. I completely get it. It sucks. In the end, you get like, I don't know, $12 a month. It should be more. I get it. But it would be also easier to understand how much more work we can do to grow some of these things. We're a band. We release music every two years. We work our asses off for this. This is our lives. But we go on tour. We work on merchandise like crazy. We ship our own merch.
Really?
We are the ones doing our own store, and we create ideas and do the designs, and we outsource this and that, and we deal with the producers of merchandise, and we ship it every fucking day when we're home. So we have our own store because we realize that, okay, having our own store for a band like us, it's the best thing, because in the long term we're going to be able to pay more bills because we can understand these things a bit better. So understanding all these things for us in the long run became a bit better. Still, there's a lot of things that could be changed. So I agree, there should be union or a group, I don't know how people would call it, where a group of people that really understand how this whole thing works can actually fight for it. I think would be important.
And speaking of being a hardworking band, because I was, as I said, I was watching interviews of you. Are you still waking up like early to like lay down like vocal things, or at this point, since it's early after a new release, how are you like, okay, we can rest for a little bit on actually planning out the next record?
We were doing that a bit for Coma.
Yeah,
we're doing that a bit for Coma because we're a bit like, we're not like late. It's just like we work a lot when we're together because we live far apart these days. But yeah, I guess it was more like, all right, these vocals are not going to get recorded by themselves, and we're going to be on tour. So yeah, let's find a way that we can plug this computer to the van and record it. And I mean, in the end, we didn't keep any of those takes, But it was fun to do it. I mean, it was something cool.
CJLO 1690 AM. That was Garia for you. An interview that I did with them. It definitely was in the correct order, and I was not something I did to put it in the wrong order there. But if you missed any part of that interview, which was definitely done in the correct order, you can go to cjlo.com to this show's page after I post it. You can listen to the whole thing in whatever order you want, in case you don't think it was in the right order there. It's going to make for a really confusing show. I mean, it's not really that much out of order. Really, most of these interviews you can put in any order that you want, and they will still make sense. So it's not confusing or unable for you to follow, hopefully. So, you know, go and listen to it. Why not? What else are you going to do this week? Listen to stuff at work? Whatever. It's fine. Just listen to that, and you'll have a good time. It'll be fine.
Can we plug the show?
Of course we can.
The
live updates, everyone.
The live updates for Screaming Steel. They will be playing a show this Thursday, December 12th at Meltdown Bar, which is 2035 Saint Denis. Doors open at 8.
So, Meltdown Bar.
I think I'm going to go to that show.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go to that show.
This sounds like a good idea. I like this.
I hope nobody will be actually hung from a chandelier, but
no.
I will be.
Well, the easy thing to do is just to take out all the chandeliers then. And so that makes it null and void.
Yeah, it's a non-chandelier venue. I just got updated. Yeah, we're good to go.
Everyone, you're going to be safe at the show. So everybody, I'm a bit concerned because I told all of you last week what the plans were for the rest of the month, which is basically pre-records for the rest of the month. And next week is supposed to be the Scala Day special, which, you know, is the annual ska show that I get my friend to do. But he has not gotten in touch with me yet, so I'm a bit concerned. I'm worried, everyone. I'm kind of worried. But we will get through this. But definitely there will be the Hey Bands, Why Did You Release Stuff in December show, which is the Christmas show, because It's the only gift that these fans will probably get of me playing it. And then after that, it will be the best of the year, which I'm required to make, or the bomb that is planted in the base of my skull will explode and I will die. So I have to do that. That's just required. So stay tuned for that. There is country after this. Big thanks for producing the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I appreciate
it so much.
I enjoy that I didn't have to push buttons, so I feel good about that. But hopefully, what's your timeline, you think, for you starting up a show here? What do you think?
Well, I was supposed to do two trainings and get a show, and this is my third training. Yeah. So and this is a 2-hour show, so I'll say four trainings.
Okay, yeah.
So now I think my options are... after 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, that's not bad.
Maybe during the... I have no clue. Is the schedule that's on the site, is that the actual schedule?
Yes.
So there's no time. I'm going to be doing a show between 1 and 4 in the morning every night.
That's there. It's there for you.
We'll keep you up to date. I'm going to call the show Electric Messiah.
Ooh.
Which is a high on fire song.
Yeah.
That's
a really good song, too.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Man, that's good. Yeah. All about Lemmy.
It won't put you to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone stay tuned for things that are coming up. Stay tuned for a country show after this, because, you know, free format radio is the best kind of radio. Hands down. So I'll see you all next... you'll hear me next week, whether it's a pre-record or not. And... have a good, safe week, everybody. See you later. And yeah, that's about that. Nothing else nothing else really to go over. So I guess I was going to play a song, but you know what? Let's just go right out here on the show. Enjoy CJLO 1690